this session 48B of Steam Steal and Murder is hitting the feeds a week late, and I do apologize. I'm still sick during this recording, and my microphone comes in and out during the session. I've done my best to clean it up, but better some story than none. But here's the conclusion to Session 48, Part 2. So what's the plan?
Take him the next time. Well, if we confirm that they got something to do with the German, we've got to investigate that first.
You mean the watchmaker?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think's up there? I think it's just a snatch and grab, but...
Well, I just want to see if there's any evidence as to who snatched and grabbed him. It may have been some other snatch and grab. We may have just wandered off.
Okay. Well, if you think it's worthy, let's go do it. Have Wayne Carr stay. Shoot. Have some Cheka guys take over for us, and then we'll go over and do this.
Wait. You roll for the Cheka.
Oh, God.
They don't get your roll.
Please tell me Marlo gave them the same advice.
Well, the minus four on.
No, the better advice.
The minus
no,
three.
They followed the minus Not... four advice.
Yeah, they didn't follow very good advice.
Right, let's rush this while we still have a chance.
Still pretty decent for them.
Should be. I mean, it's not like they don't know what they're doing at this point. And it's not like they're not just doing more than follow this car and group when they change cars. Quite early.
So then everybody is going to go and check out the German mapping?
It's best to keep the party together.
Okay. I guess so.
All right. So, the area that you take you're taking to is in District 8. It's in a better part of the district. It does get police patrol, although apparently the district is doing much better recently after having a new, more aggressive head of police in the, for this particular district.
Adequate funding.
Yes, adequate funding. It has been tied off with police tape. There are a few. There's still one patrol car here. Apparently they are taking statements from neighbors. This was a small house as opposed to a tenement or a complex.
1950s style, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's advanced then. It's 1950s at this point.
Well, that. Anyways, let's just give Blair a call up, make sure we can pull some jurisdiction crap here.
Yeah, she tells you just to show him your badge and she cooperate.
Okay. Show him a badge that says Philip Chandler.
Right. Officer Brady on his badge there is like, what can I do for you, sirs?
You're not gonna do an Irish accent?
No, he's not Irish. Not Irish.
We had some hints that this might be involved with a case that we're currently working. We were wondering if you could give us a rundown.
Sure. Just one second, please. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate the statement. No need for any lemonade. Just doing my job. And he finishes up with a neighbor, finishes scribbling in his notepad and says, he reads off the information. About 2 hours ago, we got a call in that there was a kidnapping at the house there across the street. Van pulled up with two men that quickly went to the front door, kicked it in, pulled the resident out, threw him in the van. It was all very quick. Neighbor here says it didn't take more than 5 minutes.
Get a description of the man.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Older man, probably in his early 50s. Neighbor said he's very quiet. He's only been here a few days.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the two guys?
She couldn't see a lot. She mostly only saw their backs. They were wearing one-piece jumpsuits, some logo on the back. She figured at first they were some utility workers, or perhaps the man had been having a problem with his oven.
Can you draw the logo?
Unfortunately, the woman doesn't have great eyesight. She just said it was oval with white and red lettering.
3R?
if they're putting logos on people now, that's just going to make things a lot simpler and get funnier. Yeah.
Everyone who's lived in, everyone who's been living in Metapole long enough, any knowledge rating at all, it's a fairly well known.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fairly well known agency that works on air conditioning.
I thought we might get lucky.
Can you let us into the residence?
Yeah, sure. Sure does. No front door. It's been shattered by the description. The guy kicked it in. If so, the guy was apparently fairly strong. It wasn't an incredibly sturdy door, but it did have dead bolts and locks. The door was just ripped off the hinges. Looking in, the officer says, we walked in, didn't touch anything. Nothing in the house has been disturbed, so it should be as it was left.
Let's give it a once-over.
All right. Investigation rolls for anyone that's looking around the house.
Okay. Investigation roll.
I am good at rolling. Can I pull an examination in here? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a 7.
Okay, I got a 5.
I'm just
rolling. I'll have a 6 unless I call. Can I pull in my specialization of archaeologist's eye? Are you going very carefully?
No? Sure. Yeah, I'll take it, sure.
Alright, so yeah, then that's an 8 then.
That's a 5, and I'll also do a quick scan, because I've got rest equipment to do it, see if there's any signals being emitted by anything.
Ah, okay. Sure. Since you're in more of a residential area, I mean, basically what you're picking up is the kinetoscope broadcasts, the normal radio, nothing that you would think out of the ordinary, though.
Okay.
As for the rest of you, everyone else rolled enough that you could say it is a very small house. It basically has one central room, kitchen, and a bathroom, and there is a second floor that there's nothing up there but a single bedroom. But there's obvious there was some kind of scuffle in the kitchen. There's a broken crock pot. Looks like he was having some tea. It's... the cup is broken and shattered on the floor. There are some mud marks. At least 2 different men in boots still had mud on the boots. Walk through here. You can. Yeah, the floor is wood, so the mud is
very... Marlo, let me guess. Marlo tastes the mud and goes, definitely District 8. dock mud. Mm-hmm. It's definitely warehouse number 23.
Actually, that'd be Hunter Guard. He got an 8.
Oh.
Yep.
I've got an 8, but no, my other thing is I want to check the house to see if it looks like it's set up for just one person.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it is. So
there's very little here. The furniture looks like it's been here a long time, but there's very few things in the way of personal items at all. Actually, there's nothing in the way of personal items.
Well, Hundegaard is an archaeologist. Does Hundegaard recognize the type of mud? He is an archaeologist.
Archaeologists wouldn't tell you that.
No. But I will go ahead and phone out a description of the type of mud just to see if we can tell if it is uncommon in Metapole.
Well, most of Metapole is actually like a modern-day metropolis. Almost everything is covered over with concrete.
Yes, yeah, that's the main thing about the mud. There would be very few places where you could get them on.
I'll call out to our agriculturalists just to see if there are different types of color, consistency, etc.
It's a very basic thing. Is there an odor to it?
That's true. Motor oil. Take a chip.
I'm back at the 6.
Trina's place?
Trina, what are you up to? That's why.
Call out, but no one's going to be able to tell you over a radio. They'd actually have to take samples. So.
We'll get ask Brady to get someone to carry the samples over to the guild, and you know this is fairly important that this gets back to us.
Sure, yeah, you'll do that. You just ask that on your way out. Just make sure you don't disturb the police tape so that the area stays sealed off.
I won't. All right.
Damn it.
Mr. Gavin?
If he's only been here a few days, who the hell knew that he was here in order to come pick him up?
Yes.
Oh, one Tobias Hundegard would know, but I'm sure he wouldn't betray you. He's not the betraying type. You might want to see if you can get a sweep of your organization. Start doing some internal sex stuff. Might want to let them know about that. That there is a list and et cetera, et cetera.
I don't suppose this is one of the engineers on our list.
No, it's not.
Well, let's go.
No one recognizes the name at all as being anything exceptional. All you know is he's German, recently fleeing Germany, and he's a clockmaker.
Clockmaker?
Well, does
small, intricate parts. Yeah. Let's go and see if we can do a snatch and grab, and if they're still there.
All the check.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Yeah, the check is still on it. Two people are still doing their routine. In the time you've been away, they've taken a new car. They've been by Malton's place once more.
How soon are they going to pick up a new car based on their schedule?
Seem to do it about every 2 hours or so. So about another hour.
Gavin, do you think it's worth the risk to snatch him now?
Ask Sharon. Sharon, can you call Malton and see if he knows anything about random watchmaker person who names never got?
I'll ask him, but...
They may be monitoring. They may have bugged his phone.
Yeah, they may be bugging his phone, so... So let's see. All he's doing is packing, right? What time of day is it?
Later in the afternoon now, maybe 4 o'clock.
Maybe about 4 o'clock? Okay. I'm going to bring him... I'm going to get a sandwich and, like maybe a bottle of beer or a bottle of wine and surprise him. Just show up at his flat and with a little bit of late lunch.
All right.
And while I'm there, I'm going to ask him, does he know anything about this watchmaker?
Okay. As you come in, he greets you and it's like, Miss Rackham, please. Oh, I see you've brought goodies. And as you walk into the house and close the door,
he
puts his finger to his lips, and he taps his ear, and then he points down at the phone, and he walks into his kitchen and points up at the light.
Wow.
It's a pleasure seeing you. What brings you here today?
Well, with all your packing, I thought you might be a little hungry, so I bought you over a sandwich.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Perhaps we can get the last bit of light. Outdoors, perhaps? I've got a nice little backyard.
That would be lovely. So I guess we go.
I misspoke. It's not so much. It's not a backyard. It's like a rear patio, since he is in kind of a tenement.
Yeah.
So go out to the patio. He closes the door and says, "I found at least 2 bugs in there while I was packing today. Any luck on your end?"
I give him a very brief status update that I'm pretty sure that he's being monitored by Germans.
Germans.
We're not sure why, though. However, we did discover that that a German that was fleeing Germany was pretty much kidnapped out of his apartment. You wouldn't happen to know anything about, give him the guy's name.
No, I'm sorry. It's not part of why I was stationed here in Metropole. I don't have anything to do with the Germans. I hear... from some of my contacts, there's some kind of underground organization moving them out of Germany, dispersing them about. But I not have anything to do with that. No other operatives of Metropole, I don't believe, have anything to do with that.
Okay, I was just wondering because it's just been a lot of Germans showing up recently. Coincidence and everything.
Well, if the rumors are true, and there is some sort of railroad, Metropole is a likely hub. that could be filtering through here. It would explain the rise in the German population here. Was scientist? Secrets?
A watchmaker.
Watchmaker. I'm sorry. I really wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, we're still looking in, but we did make a little progress, not that much. But we do know that the people following you are German, and they seem to be very well organized. And someone is watching your place from someplace very close by. We're still trying to locate where.
Perhaps we can draw them out. Would you like to take a stroll?
Why, Mr. Moulton, I do believe I would love a stroll right now. You finish up your sandwich, and we can take a nice walk in the evening air.
You finish up your sandwich and drinks, and he dresses. It's getting a little chilly, so he gets a coat and make sure that you're dressed well enough, too, as you head outside. I take it the other car is watching what's going on.
Yes.
Okay, when Ms. Rackham comes out with him, you notice that the car that you've been tailing parks across the street this time. This is a difference in their schedule. And the young man has once again got the binoculars out. And Gavin, you pick up the radio communication again.
Yep.
Subject is moving in German. And then the response is, stay on him.
I can't believe they said subject is moving in German.
At least they didn't say, or he's got some woman with him of some description.
Nope, didn't communicate any of that. So Moulton takes you to a park across from where he's living, and he says that should be easier to find if we're being tailed.
Bert, I have a question. Did the group that said subject is moving identify themselves as one or two?
They did identify themselves, but Gavin could pick up that group one is the one who said that.
Okay.
Because that's the one that you had traced and you were sitting pretty close to their car. So.
You never really specified which group we identified.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'd recognize the voice.
Yes. So, yeah, the one that's parked here, kept going in front of Moulton's place, is group one.
Okay. I guess we want to try to find a fairly secluded park bench.
It seems to work because as you're walking out into the park, they can't follow you in the car, so the team gets out of the car. And the one who's dressed like an older lady pulls out a cane, fiddles with it for a bit, and then starts hobbling off. And the young one follows behind, puts something into a large pouch that he has on the side, and they're heading out to the park.
Marlo, you want the old one or the young one?
Oh, I find there's something disrespectful about hitting women. I'll take the guy.
Okay, then I'll shoot the old one. Electrical shock.
You need to specify that.
Yeah, I look at Marlo. I know I have to specify for him.
Yes.
Even though my gun only shoots electricity.
Take the third point, just in case they run the opposite way, loop around, and do take them alive. If you need a baton, I have a spare.
Who are you talking to?
Underguard.
Okay.
That would be cool. I think I'm a bit of an obvious figure, no matter what I do.
Well, you're the far man in case they bolt in your direction, so you need to be a little ways away, all right?
I got it.
And we will look for an opportunity that is to just basically club them down like baby seals.
All right.
Well, club and
shot. Wow. There is another option.
Okay.
We alert them, we sort of sit upon them, but we let them get away. In the meantime, I've activated their ready-to-be-a-tracer signal emitter, and then we follow them back to wherever the hell they run to hide.
I rather question them.
I'd rather question them.
I'd rather question them.
All right. I'd rather him. Is that really an aspect? Do you have that aspect yet? Club him like a baby seal?
Sadly, no. I need to take that.
Yeah, you really should.
Like a baby seal.
Well, Leonard's plan worked well for him, but is going to work against you in this. As the way the park is set up, it's pretty, there's nowhere to really hide or sneak about. So it's pretty obvious when someone is coming up or following. So Leonard and Rackham, you notice this, what appears to be an elderly lady relying on a cane as a young man seems to be walking with her out into the park.
Oh God, this is going to look so hilarious. Bishop shocks an old woman.
Yeah, if it's that public a venue,
How close are they to us?
Not just yet.
Okay.
Once again, there's not a lot of foot traffic, so it's very obvious that you and them are the only people out on the field right now.
I give Leonard a little bit of a nudge and an eyebrow wiggle and, like, glance at them.
Leonard makes to pour you a cup of wine, and as he does so, he slides you over.
He slides you over a what?
Slides you over something.
Okay, I take a glance at it. What is it?
It's a stun pistol.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a precaution.
Okay, Bert, quick question. If you do not have firearms, how badly am I going to injure somebody I don't intend to injure with this thing?
Everyone basically can do any skill. You just don't get a bonus to it. So you roll your 4 dice as normal.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no real penalty for not having a skill.
Unless you're firing into a melee.
Yep, and then it's bad. Because if you get negatives, you could potentially hit someone you're not really wanting to hit.
Yes, Gina learned that the hard way.
Yes, and 4 negatives, you shoot yourself in the head, right? Okay.
Could be.
No.
Could be.
Okay, I take it and conceal it just in case.
All right, everybody make me alertness rolls here. I'll go into initiative.
Ooh, I get +2. Wow, I think I'm going first.
Yeah, we're
going dead last.
We're not going to do this in case they're in the shield, but if they're going to, we're not pulling anything in public.
Okay, that was a dead 0 for me.
I think Malton might pull something at the rate he's going.
Yeah, if he pulls something, I'm way back. We might as well be
in
the car.
We'll find out.
I have a long-range pistol, so I'm fine.
We'll see. Malton's going to go on a 2. What are you on, Rackham?
I rolled a 0.
A 0. And Hundegard?
2.
You're also on a 2. Bishop?
11.
11? Okay. Marlo?
4.
4. And Gavin?
5.
Okay. Well, I assume unless you're going to jump them first, you're all waiting to see what they do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know what they do before I get to choose.
All right.
Because I have an 11 initiative, I better get to decide what I want to do after them.
Everyone else is basically waiting to see what happens. So at 7, they approach. Approach Leonard and Rackham very quickly, and the lady picks up her cane and points the cane kind of, you know, just like she's gesturing at the two of you. So she's walking up, gets a little quicker, and starts, you know, waving the cane around. Doesn't really set anything at this point. That's what happens at a 7. So, Bishop, you have the first action unless you're going to wait for something to happen.
How many people are in the park watching this area?
No one else is in the park, but there are plenty of people outside of the park. I mean, you're basically, think of it as, you're downtown. There's lots of apartment complexes. There's lots of little stores. And you've got kind of this little knoll of grass where.
Okay, so no one's going to see when I shock the old lady. Got it.
Sure, plenty of people will see. They're just not immediately there.
Ah, I'm going to wait a little. I'm going to wait then. I'm going to be aiming. I'm going to be having my. I have my pistol ready, but I'm going to wait. I'll take a penalty and act later.
Okay. So everyone else is going to need you to wait. So the old lady then says in English, although heavily accented, the voice is kind of odd. It could be chalked up to her elderliness. It says, look, it's good to see lovebirds out. And puts the cane down and walks past Rackham and Leonard. Both of you give me go ahead and give me alertness rolls. Just Rackham.
Leonard. Latent hypnosis. It's always fun.
That's a one.
That's a one, okay. It seemed a little odd to you. The woman had a fairly deep voice, but that's really all you noticed.
Oh, God, they're blind as bats.
So the couple walks past Leonard and Rackham. What's everyone else doing? You notice Leonard is still a little tense. He's got a little shotgun there, clenched underneath a napkin.
Did anything, like, come out of the end of her cane or anything?
No. It just looked like she was waving it around to point out to the young boy, the two lovebirds.
Oh, crap.
I'm gonna continue with Marlo to the old lady. I'm gonna be like, let's go get him in the dark alley that they're obviously going to walk into after this.
If they are, if they're just doing a round, we're all pretty far back. We're not.
Yeah.
This is a pretty bad situation to hit them in.
Yes.
If you just wait and see them, they basically cross to a further end of the field and they find a park bench and just sit down.
I hate people. I hate people.
And cats, apparently.
Yeah, I like cats. Cats.
Yeah, my wife just walked into the man cave and the cats are acting up.
All right.
Take me just one second, guys.
No problem. For a second.
Honestly, I say we wait until we have a good opportunity and then
shock the hell out of them.
I mean, if they're not going to give us a good opportunity here, let's not hit them here.
Well.
You can't talk to us easily.
You can't talk to us.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just suggesting that maybe Leonard and I should get up and take a stroll and see if they follow us.
Yeah.
You do. If it seems like a good idea to you, more power to you. Because
you don't want to know what seems like a good idea to me. So we'll just stroll.
Nuke metal pole from orbit?
Nukes are so messy.
I know. Napalm. It burns.
You have to make sure the soul. Yeah. You gotta love the smell of
napalm in the morning.
My favorite version, though, is love the smell of CGI in the morning. And that is a reference to Avatar, how it should have ended.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, we're playing on a bench. Looking all to the world like they're doing nothing more than feeding ducks.
Okay, we're going to get up and we're going to stroll out of sight of them.
Wait, did you say ducks? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Those ducks have to be spies.
Yep, the lady has pulled out a crust of bread and is pulling off bits and feeding ducks.
Yep, okay, and we're going to stroll out of their sight. They're going to have to make a move. They can't see us anymore.
Is it really an old lady?
You're not close enough to tell for sure.
Okay.
Well, to get to be able to be not in view, you're going to have to go back to the street level. So, Leonard. Back out of the park and onto the street. What are Marlo and Bishop doing? You're just kind of standing there in the middle of this empty park.
No, we're standing probably outside the park.
Oh, yeah. I never even entered the park.
Yeah, I wouldn't enter the park. I was kind of having my pistol using a little bit of the grassy knoll as cover, you know, kind of have it nearby because it's a long range pistol.
The parks are horrific places to do that. Very public, very just.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not in view then, but you are still too far away from them to really tell if they're wearing disguises or not.
Oh, yeah.
Boy pulls out a pair of binoculars out of his knapsack and watches Leonard and Rackham walk off.
And disappear around a corner so we're not in a direct line of sight from them.
And once you turn around the corner, they get up and they walk out the opposite end of the park.
Follow those two people.
Maybe you should recruit them for the chicken. They sound better than us.
Yeah, they are better than us.
Yes, but then you have to get through all the indoctrination.
Yeah, Hundergard and his car should be over there. So
yes, you sent me to go around the other side because you didn't want
Hundergard. Then you pick them up on the other end as they come out of the park. The young boy, kind of what looks like a young boy anyway, kind of is much shorter than the woman, and he kind of hunches down, and the woman takes out the little antenna looking device that they had been sticking on cars, and you see the boy pull out of his knapsack something that looks like a telephone receiver. Gavin, are you in the same car?
Yes. Yeah. Me and Bishop, and then Undergard and Gavin.
Okay. Sure. There's another call, and it says, Team 1, yes, Leonard was in the company, or Mr. Bolton was in the company of a young woman. They seem to be strolling around on the other end of the phone. He may have made contact with someone. Find out who the woman is. Perhaps we should watch her as well.
Nice, just what I need. Groupies, damn it.
If we take them, they'll never know who you were.
They'll know who I am. Doesn't matter.
Gavin, the broadcasts are so short that you're not really able to track back to where the Team 2 is. I mean, you can follow Team 1 because you can see the antenna there. But they don't keep the line open or anything, so after they've said the sentence or two, it's off air. All right, so they pass by you guys and the other car.
How good a handle do I have on their voice that I could mimic it more or less if I needed to?
You have a skill at mimicking, right?
That's deception. So
yeah, you can always give it a try. You've heard the young boy's voice several times now.
Cool.
You know what to tell the broadcast.
Yep. Just for future reference, not right this second.
All right. Well, they boost another car.
Do we get them as they boost a car?
Just engage as they are boosting. They are about to take another car. Should we engage?
Right. Yeah. And Bishop, you're too far away to be able to get to them.
Yep. Boost myself and
yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I was about to say.
You're not quick enough by yourself. We'll just do the whole accident and then.
Yeah, just do an accident and shock the hell out of them. And I'll make sure not to shoot the engine.
We should have done an accident eons ago.
Yep.
I'll make sure not to shoot the engine because I learned what happens when you shoot the engine.
You mean it goes boom?
Yes, it does. It goes.
Yes, it does.
They are pushing a car pretty close to you there. It wouldn't take much to back up into it as they're trying to leave.
All right.
Well, it's going to be me and Bishop who's going to do the accident. And
Once again, you're clear across the other end.
We're not saying do it now.
Right. So then you're letting them boost the car and drive then?
Yeah,
we're going to have an accident while they drive, you know.
Okay. So what do you want to do? Who's doing the accident?
Bishop will be doing the accident, and I will be on the other side of the car, and we'll try to pick an advantageous spot, like an alley or a place.
Bishop is definitely well known. Bishop is well publicized.
Yes, yeah. So Bishop will be doing the accident, and then we're gonna get out the car, make a big scene, and
right. And where's Miss Rackham going? Leonard is gonna head back home.
When they do the accident, am I going to be anywhere where I can hear it?
You could be.
I want to be.
Okay. All right. All right, who's driving the car that's going to get in the accident?
Bishop, apparently.
All right, Bishop, give me a drive roll there.
Oh, goody. One, tell me how much I need. Because I may have a one, but Bert, I've been kidnapped one too many times, and one of the methods
one's
for
kidnapping. Not going to do it.
Okay.
They are going to be able to avoid your.
Okay, Bert. Okay, here we go. Here's one chip for I've been kidnapped one too many times, and it's a normal method to do a car to stage a car accident. So that's three. And then I'm going to put I've been to dark places, so I know different types of methods for accidents. So that's five.
A five will be enough right there, so you can stop at two chips.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I was tell that the driver behind the other car has some skill and possibly some training in avoidance. As you are about to run into them, the old lady driver makes a stunningly good jig and gets the bulk of the car out of the way, so you end up just clipping the rear instead of hitting it as you fully intended. But it is enough to cause the car to spin a little bit. All right. Everybody in the collision there, you two, give me alertness rolls for initiative.
Oh, goody. Let's hope I can get as good as I did earlier.
And, Bert, I'm gonna try to keep Leonard from going back to his apartment right now.
Yeah. This will probably have all happened before he reached his door. It is in view of you. So, yeah, you'll stop.
Seven.
Nine.
All right, at four. They're going to jump out of the car and run.
I shoot the old lady.
Okay, you're in the middle of a
I thought we know we set it up.
Yeah,
I thought we set it up for a place.
Yeah, like an alley or something. Yeah.
No, they never go down an alley. They're sticking to the roads because they're following Leonard. So the best you can do is to go through an area that has less traffic, because they're not going to accommodate you by going down an alley. Sorry if I didn't catch that, but no, they never go down any kind of alley where you're completely out of no witnesses.
Then we hold off.
My misunderstanding there, but no, they never give you an opportunity where they don't have witnesses around them.
Okay. We're going to wait.
Boost another car.
Yeah.
All right. The next stop, then, they don't boost a car, but they get out and they go into a restaurant.
Which restaurant? And don't tell me Famous D's.
It's not D's. It's just some cafe on the side.
We're waiting. I ain't got a date.
I make sure that that our other car goes around back to make sure they didn't realize we were falling or someone was falling and that type of thing.
Sure. So you have the front and back. Okay. You wait an hour. They don't come out.
All right.
I think they're better than us.
Yes, they're better than us.
Might be. Wait. Continue to wait.
Another hour goes by.
They're not coming out. They went into the sewer, or they're...
Does the car still have the antenna knob on it?
No, it does not.
Did he pick up any... Did James pick up any signals before?
Transmissions? No.
Would this have been within short-range radio, right?
Yes, where you guys are, sure, yeah.
I mean, I got... Either this could have been their... Base of how late is it?
It's going out about 6 o'clock now.
Would this look like a place that could actually receive shortwave radio from everywhere we've been and heard shortwave radio?
Okay,
like I said, it's a couple of blocks maximum range, 4 blocks at the extreme range. So no, you're quite a bit far away from Leonard's place now. And the place is pretty popular. I mean, you've got lots of diners in there, but your quarry, the old lady and young man, haven't come out in the last 2 hours.
Are they still in there?
Yeah, someone's going to have to go in to find out.
Well, Miss Rackham, how do you feel like having dinner?
I would love to have dinner. After all this running around, I'm hungry.
Let's know what she looks like.
Let's go have dinner.
Yeah, doesn't matter. They know what I look like, so let's go have something to eat.
Yeah.
All right, sure, you go in. Place is fairly busy. You know, there's good maybe 10 people in here. They seem to serve an Italian cuisine for the most part. Some easy food, though, like sandwiches and pizzas, that sort of thing. Anyway, a quick scan of the room. There is no old woman here. There are plenty of people that could be the young man's age, but not wearing the same clothes that young man was wearing.
They switch disguises.
Yeah.
Figures.
Oh, well.
So we know they're fairly well organized.
Yeah. Would have anyone have left with the young man's size in the past 2 hours? Okay.
Oh, and well. A woman and a older gentleman type size body mass of the woman of the old lady.
I would give you the.
Okay.
No, not together. Oh. No.
All right. Well, I.
Is there anyone in there with a cane?
Yeah. There's an old man there with a cane. He looks like he's quite advanced, maybe in his 60s. Cane doesn't look similar though. It's just a hardwood cane.
Okay.
I go out. I go to the bathroom and just radio them that they're not in here, or at least
an alertness roll.
Someone else follows him into the restroom.
Either that, or their disguises are in the trash can.
It's 5.
Yep.
Okay. I just radio them that they're not there. You know, pull it off for tonight. We'll see if something happens tomorrow.
Should we go back and see if they're following still in another disguise?
You can, go ahead and check and see if they're continuing, but it's pretty late at night. But go ahead. If you don't see them in a couple hours, call it a night and we'll just see if we can spot them tomorrow.
All right. You take a look around and, how are you going to try and spot two people you've never seen before other than height?
No, I was looking for a car that with my nice fancy glasses and the night lights, I was going to look for a potential car that would have a little nub on it.
Mm-hmm. There's actually very few cars that travel at night because of the fog.
Exactly.
Yep, and that might also tip you in on the fact that they probably wouldn't be driving out in the fog.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. But I'll keep out there for an hour just in case a car goes past type thing.
No, pretty much when the fog starts coming up, people stop driving because without Ms. Airbauer's little invention, it's nearly impossible to drive through the streets.
Okay. Then I head back and we'll come back in the morning. And hopefully our watchmaker won't be dead because some guy decided to go to a public park instead of some place that we could ambush them.
Well, hopefully. Let's see. Everybody makes... All right. Have a nice dinner with Rackham, and I go home and get some sleep, and we'll meet again tomorrow, early morning, after the fog's cleared up, and pull the same thing we did last...
Only this time we'll actually catch them when they boost a car.
Yep.
I want to be very careful going into my residence, just in case they figured out who I was that quickly.
Sure. You don't have to make a roll. The paranoia is noted. nothing seems to be booby-trapped. No one seems to be watching you.
There is something I'm going to be doing overnight, at least that evening. Go physically check with someone in the railroad and find out who actually knew about where the watchmaker was.
Mm-hmm. Usually, the way it works, because they don't, you're still an underground organization, you basically have one person, who gives temporary residence out to people, but to keep him also from not being able to divulge any specific names or places, people are given a number, and he just says, okay, number 1532, this is your place, and, he doesn't make, it's all left. Here's right. Your bundle. There you go. So he doesn't know their names. He doesn't know who they are. they're having to keep all of this hush hush,
Right.
If any one person is captured, they don't want them to be able to tell everything about the organization.
So, aside from being ultra paranoid about it, it does seem like a fairly secure way that it doesn't seem like one of our guys would have known, at least they actually knew physically who the watchmaker was. It's not likely we're like, oh, we're looking for this chap here. Oh, he's gone off to this place here.
Checking in, though, you do find out some other possibly alarming things. Some of the people that are here who are basically your guys stay here for just a couple of weeks, at most a month, just long enough for them to be able to have new ideas crafted and to get them out of Metapole. I mean, too many of them staying in one place in Metapole is dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Well, some of them on their way out, and basically during their small amount of debriefing, have been stating that they feel like they have been followed.
Right.
No one's been abducted or approached other than this watchmaker, but several of them do report, you know, hey, by the way, someone was following me, you know.
Did this watchmaker do any work for the German government or, like, specific organizations, or was he just an independent watchmaker?
I don't know. That's the only information that was given by the man was his name and profession. Once again, ability. They don't want to know so that they can't tell anyone.
Is there any way I could use contacts and investigation to find out any more information?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, what information are you looking for? Are you looking like your archives? You're looking for a newspaper? I mean, how are you going about trying to find this man with a name that may or may not be his real name and a description?
Well, we have his profession. Do we have his what city he was from?
No. Once again, no records.
No records. Okay. And we have a description. I want to, I guess, do a newspaper search to find out if any famous watchmaker, like, dropped off the face of the planet or left Germany suddenly around the time this guy did.
Give me a scholarship roll as you go through your newspaper morgue trying to, you know, piece this together.
That would be a 4.
Do you have any kind of specialties or aspects that would help you dig for information?
Investigation, and that's it.
Investigation. Okay. Well, 4 points. You come up with a possibility. There's a photograph that doesn't well match the person, although the age is right. There's a little more hair. The hair is more lightly colored, but, you know, disguise could compensate for that, but... You know, you cannot positively say this is the same person. Famous watchmaker, as a hobby, but what he really worked on was high energy physics.
And robot, apparently.
Oh, right. I'll wait it out if someone wants to fill up space by talking.
Have dinner with the wife.
Plonk could also be Plonk. Plonk was known for doing this kind of stuff than he was. Although, I'd rather have them grab Heisenberg than Plonk. Good lord.
Why do I have a feeling we're never going to find half the people that have disappeared?
Because we're never going to know now.
We're not.
Because they already disappeared.
Yeah, we are slow. Why didn't we just... We need to act quicker.
Well... We were going to act, but, you know, things happen.
Yes. I have a question for when Bert is back. When
robot.
You're still a robot. You know, we could have pulled the Scooby-Doo ending by shocking the old lady, then pulling off the mask and goes, I knew it was you, old man Jenkins, all along.
Yes, we could have, but we're not. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, I'd like to make a note, Bert, that while at the wedding, I was making sure to make contacts, supporters for Bishop, that type of stuff. Make sure that's noted for a later role in turning in chips.
I'm sorry, you did what?
At the wedding, I made sure to, you know, work on contacts for a certain organization.
Okay. What school were you using?
I was going to use contacts while at my wedding to help my...
Also, like, just rubbing elbows, and how does that help your organization, though? I mean...
More people know about the organization, more influence type thing. Okay. I'm trying to work on the influence for my organization. They can work on their own damn skills. Oh, actually, no. You know what? I'm going to be talking, since I've met some of the organization, I'll make sure to be, I'll use political science later on. Call some of the people and be like, oh yeah, this is how we work the systems. This is how the systems work. This is how you get someone elected, you know. This is good things to do in the news. These are bad things. This is how you get Bishop elected for various positions.
This is how you blackmail.
No. That's Marlo's point of view. No. I look at the legal view.
All right. Anyway, so the man's name is Max Planck.
Excellent. Wow. That's...
And, the article is on his theory, which has been called the Planck's constant.
Oh, shit.
It's not that constant. It varies a bit, actually.
The newspaper reporter, whoever wrote it, apparently was not well-grounded in physics or mathematics, and simply boils it down to saying he worked on high-energy sciences. High-energy physics.
I'll just point out that wouldn't mean anything to Gavin, even if he knew that information.
Oh,
we say, oh, Gavin should pick this up, that won't mean anything to him.
Might mean something to alchemical Bishop.
Yeah, I don't have
alchemy. So what's the negative on your athletics roll to lean over and kiss your rear end goodbye?
Oh, man.
This is not good.
So, yes, good guess there, Marlo. I think I heard you say something about that before I fuzzed out.
Excellent. I'm glad.
So, in other words, we need to get this guy back immediately?
Out of game, he was one of the founders of quantum physics. He did a lot of things as far... we still use Planck constant today. And he is absolutely genius level. Like, before Einstein, it was Planck, if you were going to refer to a genius in physics. So... and even after Einstein, Planck was still one of the guys. This is one of the guys in this level of physics.
Okay, that's moving on.
Yeah.
Once again, you can't be sure, but this is the only thing you were able to pull up through the magazine archives.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, we begin our investigation in the morning now that there's no longer robotic problems.
Now, I've got another question connected with while we're at the railroad. When he entered, how long ago was that? And would it happen to coincide with roughly about the time that my brother started actually getting really involved?
No, he actually entered the railroad after your brother was already very involved.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually shuttled through
and
quickly.
And that's... same question extends to when people started saying that they were feeling followed or watched.
About the same time that he left Germany. timing's a bit wonky on that. You can't be sure, but it sort of coincides.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question
looking out for him anyway.
So a question is, what does this have to do with Leonard Maltin?
If anything.
Yeah, if anything.
Oh, man. It's just German cells. I mean, we're going to get a cell here, and we'll be lucky if we can work our way back up to the top through this group. We can see if we can, but even if we don't get them, I mean, this is one of those things where we might... It's just there are a lot of cells. They're working on a lot of different stuff, and some of them are snatch and grab teams, and others are observation. And
let's go.
Everybody's segregated off. So we'll see if we can. The only way you can work these cells off is try to work it back up to the head man, the guy who knows everything and knows everybody, and then try to scoop them all up. But
if these cells aren't communicating, that actually plays to our favor.
I mean, it depends if we can get the head guy, if we can or not. We'll see.
So, next morning, what's everyone doing?
Same thing as yesterday.
All right. Everyone together?
Yes, yeah, and this time, the first car they boost, we get them.
And I'm going to bring Leonard over a basket of pastries and some breakfast, okay, just to make sure.
Before you join everybody else, or do you do that after you join everyone else?
I'm going to do that before I join everyone else.
Cool. I'm going to go that way.
Good enough. Give me an alertness roll. Just you.
Okay. Simply because I don't expect him to still be there. And
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That is a one.
A one.
Okay. Excellent.
Nothing bad's going to happen at all.
Nah, yeah. Never happened. I live a charmed life.
All right. Yeah, no, Leonard's still there. Packing has gone more apace. You do see that he is staying armed even while at home, though. He's got his stun gun at his side. He doesn't seem to be any more stressed out or anything. Most of his house is packed up. He says, okay. Well, were you able to find out anything?
Just you keep your... You may want to keep your eyes peeled and your ear to the ground about that watchmaker. He may be more important than we know.
Do you have a lead? Is there something specific I should be looking out for? He's fishing. Fishing for information.
Well, okay. I'm just going to say it. As far as we can tell, that watchmaker that was snatched was a physicist. But he may have been working on an important German government project and trying to escape from Germany using Metapol.
Hmm. Okay. So what's his name? He takes down the information. Do you give him the name that you think is his real name, or do you give him the name that was given to you by the railroad?
I actually give him both.
All right. Fair enough.
In writing.
Okay.
I do not,
without saying it.
Yep. Without saying it.
All right. Well, he says, I still have some more packing to do. If I could be of any more use to you, let me know.
Okay. And I guess we're... Wait a minute. Is today the day that we're supposed to have the picnic?
Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, well, I guess I will see you later this afternoon.
Of course. I'll make sure to pick up a very, very good basket.
Okay. And enjoy the pastries.
And where do you go from Leonard's?
To rejoin the group.
Okay. Who's picking up Rackham?
Not I.
Me and Bishop are in lead car, so secondary car.
Actually, no, I don't think we should pick her up in either of the cars that's going to be training her.
Do not pick me up. I'm going to walk and sit in the park and read a book or something.
Yes, much better. Because otherwise they're going to already know one of our cars and can then start killing us.
Right.
A little shopping or something, but I'm going to stay fairly near the group. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay in the park and read a book.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right,
so you're not joining the group. You're just kind of sitting out in the park.
I'm sitting out in the park, but in pretty clear view.
Okay. And what are the rest of you guys doing?
Looking for a car with a little nub on it.
Yep. And Gavin has his little radio, and yeah. Same thing as Chester.
Everybody give me alertness rolls except for Rackham.
Whee, I say.
Whee, I get the five again.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Marlo, I have found your dice.
Yes, you have.
Okay, and, dice are toxic.
Gavin also... this is a new scene, so if you want to give me another roll for your computer.
I seem to get five for this alertness roll only.
I got an eight.
I'm on a minus two.
Who's
in the car with me?
It's a butterfly. Gavin. Gavin is in the car.
That's this time only a five, I think, for computer. Yep,
five is good.
Okay, actually, yeah, I'm going to need to re-roll, aren't I, because you're doing your computers.
The host still fine.
Hello?
So we all have to hang
up. Do you need the host to call Bert?
No, I don't have to. Okay. I'm not sure what happened there.
You gave your computer a virus? or Skype is having as much trouble as my computer's, my main desktop Skype, which crashes every time I look at it.
Like, well, it didn't lose the recording, so whatever happened, I guess it's all right.
Excellent news!
So, what type of action was finally going to happen?
All right, so...
Well, then I was trying to get a re-rolling.
So, what happens? Jameis, Gavin picks up a signal. It's not on the same frequency as before, and... Right? It's not moving as you're looking at the signal, so it's not in the car. So it's close by and it's stationary. And so the call is, group two to group one. Object is in sight. She's alone, it seems. Are you sure this is the same one? And, the response is, yes, she was seen with our targets. She knows something. See if you can get her alone and question her.
Hello, Miss Rackham.
No.
All right. Now, what was the highest alertness roll?
I got an 8.
Got an 8. All right. But you were looking out for antennas on cars, if I remember.
Yes, I was.
Yes. You find no antennas on cars very well.
I'm good at this. Dice, why do you tease me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's going to happen. We're going to lose a couple in the short run.
Okay, can we go... Can we go after... Okay, we learned this on the radio, and we go, okay, let's follow her and try and go pick up Team 2.
We don't really have a good point of reference.
They're after someone that's in the park. We don't know who. Could probably be Reckon.
Probably be Reckon.
Well, considering it's the woman from yesterday...
Yeah. We don't know how many teams are following.
Come on! They're in this area, and they mentioned the other guy by name.
Well, I guess I wish we had communications methods with Rackham. I curse myself, and then I sit down and watch.
Watch what?
Rackham. She's kind of cute.
Start looking. Marlo, you have great eyes. Look for someone who's watching her. For looking for her to get into, you know, a vulnerable position.
You know, that spy thing you say you're so good at.
Yep. Fair enough. We can go with the same alertness roll. So Marlo starts scanning the crowd, which isn't too difficult, as you do this in the morning. There's several people out taking the air. There are a couple people out with binoculars looking at the birds. One of them, however, occasionally looks out into the park with his binoculars.
All right.
There's a man maybe in his late 20s, early 30s. Another man is close by. They seem to be sharing cigarettes back and forth, so you assume that they're together. Only the one is occasionally looking at the park through his binoculars. The other seems to be watching birds.
Right. Well, I wish I was smarter than I was.
Yeah, we could just randomly go up to him and say, hey, Guild Investigators, we need to ask you a few questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, what I was referencing when I said I wish I was smart is I wish I had packed a couple police uniforms.
Oh, you mean these back here? And as I spend a chip?
Look at that. There's police uniforms for no good reason in the backseat of the car.
Don't you know we equipped them standard in these government vehicles. You never know when you need them.
Oh, let's go pull what we did on the last spies we ran across. We dress up as police. And we're going to walk up to them. We're going to just kind of wander over, and then we're going to say, hey, you.
We need to ask you a few questions.
Yep. Since Ms. Rackham is no doubt being aware of her surrounding and what's going on, and of course she knows what Marlo and Bishop look like, you are seeing this happen, okay? Just keep that in mind during the scene. All right, so you approach the two men.
Gentlemen, Metropole Police, we need to take you in for questioning.
They look very shocked and say, under what charges?
Question. Kidnapping.
Give me an alertness roll.
Okay.
A new one?
Yeah, both of you.
Okay.
You know what? I'll just go with your last ones. That's fine.
No, no, no. What?
No trace of German accent at all. Yep. Not in the least bit. Kidnapping. They kind of look at each other. It's like, you've got to be kidding.
Nope. Sorry
what
to say.
What proof do you have of any of this?
We establish that later.
No, you don't. I know my rights. I'm a lawyer, sir. He pulls out a badge or an ID.
I'm arresting
you. I want your badge number now, sir. What is
I'm
your name?
I'm arresting you under suspicion. If you raise your tone at me, I'm going to consider that.
Yeah, he starts yelling out, illegal arrest! Illegal arrest! I'm being oppressed!
He gets stopped.
Stop what? Resisting! Stop yep. resisting!
All right, give me an alertness roll. This is for your initiative.
Can I take
7?
Okay, I'll roll again for since.
Well, Gavin and I in the other car are just looking at this. Shaking
all right.
Head.
On A2, the man who started yelling is going for his emergency whistle and is going to blow his whistle. He's making a scene. People yes. are looking. All right. Next call. Who had the larger? Who had the highest?
I had a 7.
I had a 7 as well.
All right. So what are you guys doing, Miss Rackham? You can roll yours there as well.
My alertness.
Yes.
I'm going to wait for Marlo to come like a baby seal.
I have the alternate power stun on my baton, so I'm just going to basically press it up against him and shut him up.
Okay.
I look at the other guy. I'm gonna kind of just have my taser out and say and use. An attempt to use intimidation to say, don't make a scene like him as the other guy gets tased.
Okay, sure. Go ahead and give me your intimidation roll.
Oh, I'm not very intimidating.
Did we get the taser roll yet?
Oh, okay.
2 for my intimidation.
2 for your intimidation.
Yeah, apparently I'm not very intimidating today.
Things
intimidating enough. The guy puts his hands in the air and says, I'll go quietly.
It's going to be something around like a 13.
A 13.
It's 13?
Yeah, his coat catches on fire. yeah, you caused
non-lethal.
There is a large scene now as people start yelling at you and people are saying police abuse. And yeah, you've caused a scene. The man's coat is on fire with that kind of roll.
Oh, I put it out and then we drag him off to the car and speed
all right.
Away.
Now, while this is all happening, Miss Rackham, someone has approached behind you and you feel something pressed into your back and a guttural voice says, get up, move slowly. Follow me.
We fail.
Can team see this?
Were just looking at a pretty woman and you had to shock them.
I need to shock someone today.
We fail. Okay.
He makes quite a bit shocking people.
We fail.
I'm going to get up, shriek, turn around, and hit them with my purse.
Nice. All right. Fair enough. Your alertness role was...
A 2.
Okay, it's your action because his action was to put this up in your back. And well, actually, his full action would be to make an intimidation roll. So let's resolve this really quick here. 5. Okay. You can resist with discipline is the common one. If you can make a case for another skill.
I'm not sure what hunting gun am I looking at this point.
No, wow.
I blame Marlo.
Oh,
the only thing I can think of is maybe deceit.
Deceit,
Yeah,
I'd go survive. With that. You can pretend, well, no, because he's really trying to, yeah, you can't really use deceit for what he's trying to do, so
it's,
discipline.
If survival? If it's, Either empathy or discipline are the two.
Yeah, empathy or discipline.
Okay, then I'll use empathy.
Sure, right. Go ahead.
Well, survival, she might... Yeah, okay.
No, survival's a
survival is different.
You're right. It's although Bert has said that's underground skills, so...
Yeah, that's... Well, it's not a social track thing.
Well, I'll try... So do I roll with empathy? Roll. Okay, so I roll 4?
Yep, and then add your empathy to it.
Please tell me our earlier alertness scores will alert us to this happening.
We're busy. We're busy, guys.
I blame you. Yeah.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Okay. How large is your social track?
It's not that big. It's 2.
2. Okay. Well, actually, you're fine. You'll mark off box 2.
Okay.
You're not taken out because you still have a box 1. And now, what do you want to do?
As I said, I want to yell and hit him with my purse.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a fighting attack there.
Well, I think... what is your objective here?
I want to call attention to me.
Okay. Attention to you. Okay, well...
Yeah.
That's a presence.
Okay. Yeah, make a presence. That would be fine.
Presence? Okay. That's a 2.
Okay, that's good enough to get people's attention. So you start yelling and beating this guy with a purse, and some people start looking over in your direction.
Does that include
the guys who are in the other car? You're in the middle of putting out somebody's on fire and being yelled at by people around you for police abuse.
I make sure that my hat is a little lower on my face so no one sees who I am.
Scream at them and get them under control.
Okay. I actually, yeah. This is a police matter. Police business. Voice of authority.
Sure, I'm going to give you negatives because there's a crowd out here, and you just set somebody on fire.
I didn't. All right. I can't roll anything better than a -1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm going to set it at 5.
6,
so
7.
If you're over 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. -1 or +1 total. So 6, and then whatever extra negatives you have on me.
No, I'm going to set it at 5. So if you beat a 5.
Okay, I beat a 5. I got a 6.
Sure. I'm just giving you a difficulty number versus I get track here. Sure. I mean, your air of authority seems to make people, decide it's probably better to be elsewhere, but you still hear people muttering about lack of respect and police got too much power.
Pervert, yeah. Thief, pervert. Yep.
You've got people's attention. They're looking in his way. And so his next action
Help
and his
police.
He's going to just kind of back off and start walking away.
Please tell me the other car sees this guy.
And I start pointing him out. He's a thief.
Yep. When she starts yelling, you guys in the car, since you weren't part of anything there, can give me an alertness roll just to see if Bishop and Mr. Marlowe there didn't make too much racket.
God help us.
Okay, rolling dice. If these work. That's better. I've got a 2.
The 5, I think, off dummy.
5, yeah. You are somewhat distracted by the scene going on with the burning lawyer on the ground. Who in his weakened voice is saying the word sue over and over. but not distracted enough that you don't hear Rackham's cry. And you turn around just in time to see a man walking away from her. Not rapidly, just kind of strolling away.
Under guard, over there.
I see. Do you wish me to go apprehend them?
You follow him. I'll see what. I'll go to wreck him. If something happens with him, I'd rather you alone than dangle him.
Okay. Yeah. In which case, I'll get out and follow this person who's walking away at a discreet distance.
Until the two groups communicate with each other that something else is happening, I'm going to say that, unfortunately, Marlowe and Bishop, you're still involved with the two guys here. There's still one blubbering, saying, "I'll go quietly, don't set me on fire, don't beat me, okay?"
Relax. may I have, you're a lawyer. Are you a lawyer too?
Yes, yes. Oh, don't kill me for that too.
We need a, how would you like to represent the police in this case?
he looks torn. In one respect, he can't really say no, or he might be set on fire. But if he says yes, well,
he can't sue us, and he can't be a witness because he'll be a client. He can't ruin his clients.
I'm afraid that I might be an involved party in this, sir. I don't believe I can represent you.
Are you sure? Make it worth your while.
Is anyone looking? I beat them both into
unconsciousness. There are plenty of people looking. You've created a scene.
And leave them on the side of the road.
At this point, do that to Bishop.
Yeah, then I kill Bishop, and then I burn the city down. That is my agenda for today.
Yes. So you guys are going to be tied up with these unless someone says, hey, the action's over here. Anyway, yeah, Undergaard, you're running out.
I'm not running out. I'm following this individual.
Mm-hmm. All right. He's crossing the park. He's heading towards what looks like a white van. There's somebody in there now. He's got a pair of binoculars out, and he starts the van up as the guy is walking towards the van.
I start yelling, don't let him get away. He's a pervert.
Just as Mr. Gavin walks up.
Is it Rackham?
Him! I start pointing out at the white van.
Well, he's not in the white van yet. Could I manage to run him down before he reaches the van?
Yes, if you wanted to, because he's walking calmly, not drawing attention to himself. As if to say, I am not the molester you were looking for. So, yes, if you wanted to run him down, you could.
Well, none of us in cars anymore, so unfortunately, unless we want to lose this opportunity, one person is better than none. I can make it look like a police arrest, so yes, I'm gonna try and run this person down as quick as I can.
Alright, sure. Give me an athletics roll. Are you gonna tackle him, or how do you want to run him down? Alright, give me an athletics roll.
Okay, that's a 5.
It's a 5, alright. He is going to try to evade, because it's still more than he's got, so.
And I'll throw something in here, actually.
He's a little bit better than a 5, so if you stay with what you got, you will
throw in a chip on, noblesse oblige. Someone is, someone has made an attempt on a female co-worker. How dare they threaten a lady to boost mine up?
To get us a +2?
Yep. 7.
All right, that's enough then. You tackle him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'll start yelling out, police!
All right.
Have they gotten my attention?
Give me an alertness roll. You're still involved, but I'll give you a chance to hear the police.
Oh, good. Here. I like this.
Yes.
I cannot roll better than a -1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's 10, enough. 6, yep. You hear
5.
You hear someone yell for the police across the park.
I go, as you take care of him. I've got to go help with this. And I run across the way.
As Marlo says, yes, I'll take care of this.
I already know they're both going to die and disappear.
As all people involved with Marlo eventually do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you 2 rounds before you can get across the park to where they are. So, Mr. Hundergard, you're going to have to... I'm going to give 1 round for Rackham and Mr. Marshall to get over there, if they want to get over there.
I want to get over there.
All right. All right. Since you kind of took this guy by surprise, I'm going to just rule that he is going to get the low end of the initiative. So what's your his action, Mr. Hundegaard, is he's going to roll over and stab you and make a run for
I'm going to move over
to the van. Okay, there we go. There's our versus.
Thank you for providing me with a club. What's the benefit for a club? because I'm normally using the sword.
Club is two.
Okay, well, that's going to bring it to
No, it's only to the damage. It doesn't help your roll.
Yeah, so it's an 8 on my roll.
Wow. Okay. Well, he managed a 4 on his.
That's 10
damage. You club him like a baby seal. And basically, on his action, the white van goes careening off into traffic.
Yeah, awesome. Not a chance. We're not in cars.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yep,
you guys are all on foot right now.
Mm-hmm. I whip out my cell phone and call the police reporting that vehicle.
Sure, you can do that. White vehicle heading out on such and such location.
Yep.
If there's a police officer nearby, they may be able to.
Yeah, come on, competency of police, pull them over.
I suspect it's going to be more versus their own ability to get the hell out of there and swap cars at a moment's notice.
Yeah, but it's only one guy this time instead of two, which is their normal way.
Yep. So, Mr. Hunegard, you are sitting on top of a clubbed baby seal.
And if any, like, passers-by or anything start saying anything... Hunegard, you're wearing a police uniform, right?
No, I'm not.
No.
You're not? Okay.
I'm
just going to point out how this concerned citizen saved me from this would-be groper, possibly rapist. I mean, I'm going to make this guy sound like the worst piece of scum on the earth. And just talk Hundegard up like he is the salvation of all things feminine on the planet.
Sure, give me a roll there.
Right, now I'm going to start entering the political track in opposition to Bishop.
Empathy sounds like the one to use here as you're trying to
get a response. Right.
That's so closer to deceit. She's just lying.
True, that's deceit. She is lying. I'll take deceit.
Okay, well, that is a 1.
A 1. Okay, it's believable. People around you, a few of them start golf clapping a little. There's a few hearty, there, good man.
Yes, I'll look at the guy and frisk him at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's going to be fake, but let's see what he wants people to think he's doing.
Sure, what you come out with is one of the stick-on radio antennas, but not the transmitter. There's a roll of money in various denominations, and there's a passport. And, of course, the knife that he tried to open up Hundegaard's kidneys with.
And the passport is from what country?
Passport is from Great Britain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So anyway, going back to Mr. Marlowe.
can I pocket that discreetly?
No.
Well, Gavin has it, so.
He's already done that.
All right, Mr. Marlowe, you've got one lawyer blubbering for his life, the other one moaning on the ground, singed, saying, "Sue, I'll sue you all, damn it."
What's a big crime family?
I'll just make up one. Just make up one.
Okay. The Marconi family.
Sure.
Says that you should stay out of their business. And if you don't, worse will happen.
Give me an intimidation roll.
So intimidated to create the Marconi family right now.
If I can pull in professional killer.
Oh, God.
There,
six.
Wow, yeah. The younger of the two, the one that isn't Scorch, looks over to the other one and says, "Damn it, Ross, I told you we should never have taken that account!" And he kicks him.
Yep. And I'll just, you know, then I'll walk away, go into an alley, ditch the uniform, and...
You're the guy continuing to yell, "Damn it, Ross, I told you, betting on ponies, what were you thinking? Come on!"
I think that's chip one.
Yeah, take a chip for that.
Then I'll go and resist the urge to kill everyone.
I'll go right. arrest the guy since I am the police officer.
Yes, yes, since you are the police yeah. officer.
And I'll take him to our, I'll take him to our car, to my car and make sure that he's strictly arrested and then take him to, our meeting point since we planned on taking these people anyway.
I'll just start mixing up a nice bucket of cement.
Fitting him for his cement loafers.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Guys, I would like to call it here tonight.
My
throat is kind of giving out on me, and a few of you wanted to leave early, so we'll stop there with you've got some unknown person in your custody.
How'd the police do on tracking the van?
You'll find out next time.
They won't catch him.
Well, hey, you never know. They're the police.
Mm-hmm. There's a chance that perhaps one day they'll come in useful again.
Yep.
Hey, who right, knows? Maybe it's Eddie.
Well, I think we're in District 4.
Take one experience point.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And remember, if you've had experience points to spend before the game started, that you had 2 months of downtime to build up skills. So that's
legendary, smart. Gavin, you legendary yet?
No, because I spent all my points on something else, which I don't know how much I spent yet.
Oh,
I won't be legendary for a while because the whole pyramid thing.
Oh yeah. Ages. Oh, you didn't get the experienced one, did you? I had the experience advantage. That's what allowed me to get up so fast. The stunt experienced. Yep. Yeah. Roll for chips to spend on thing that happened.
I don't earlier. Know if we have time at the point.
But this was before.
Bishop can. Yeah. He had said he was doing it during his wedding, so he can go ahead and roll for that now, Bishop.
This is how great a political scientist I am trying to help them win elections. I am a learned mind. I'll spend one of my chips to make sure.
Wow.
Three people rolled negative fours today.
Not me. I wrote a positive four.
Okay, I'm a learned mind, so I can give him good advice, not horrible advice like that. There, it's a negative one instead. Hey, look, it's a negative five. That gives me a three, and then I'll spend one chip in order to give him two chips for helping me get elected.
Two chips. All right.
Oh, this is my game, which I go up a bing. I get another aspect to use on something. I've got too many.
Oh, I'm still one short of you then. Damn. Somehow I got one left.
And, brilliantly more, I get another refresh point.
I need one. Ah, damn, I did get behind you by one game. Damn. Wait, did I?
I didn't update your character sheet with your one shot last night, if that's what you're looking at.
No, so. I already counted that one.
Okay.
I have the 17th, and then I have the one shot, and then I have this one, which gets me to 49.
Oh, do we still have the aspect wanted, or is that finally gone?
Wanted by the French.
No, that's watched by the French.
Watched by the French.
Wanted is separate. That one.
Yeah. Keep it until I tell you otherwise.
Oh, God. Okay.
I got rid of Wanted.
To the Crown? Is that gone?
That's gone, yes. The sedition aspect is gone.
Bloody French. Dudes, give it up.
Hey, I'm still watched by the French.
Because you keep breaking their legs.
I didn't break it. That was the other guy. That was Constantine, remember?
Was it Constantine? I thought it was you on pills.
No, I never heard the French. Except for the one time when I accidentally stopped hard when the guy didn't have his seatbelt on.
And the time you blew up a car with all their agents?
I didn't blow up a car with all their agents.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
That was before. That was when those were hostile agents. Those were spies. They were trying to kill people.
You know the devil.
Spies aren't
details.
Real people.
It's all details.
Yeah. That was when they were trying to kill people, so it was self-defense.
Yes. I'm sure they see it the same way.
Right. We can swap around stunts if we have good enough reason to, right?
Yeah, yeah. You never lose the points you put into them. If you want to change it, just make sure there's a good in-game reason for it to be changed.
Right. And
you
can... I think I'll change out the Marmoset costume onto something else, but I haven't decided what yet.
Wombat costume?
I haven't really used it.
Intelligence. We could use intelligence.
No, that's not available.
Oh. Okay, well, good night, everybody.
Good night and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year!
Clink, clink.
And, Jameis, I'll look over, the build because, there's two ways we can go about it. We can either do one, each of the things you wanted to do is an alternate power, and I guess you're gonna base the base item off a lockpick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other way we could possibly do it is I need to look up the rules for, under Spirit of the Century, there's, something that's basically just a toolbox. That
right.
Allows you to do different, yeah. So we could build it as the base item being a toolbox. And then you won't have to burn so many things on alternate usages that way. But
okay.
I'll need to look at it.
Oh, have a look at that. Just let me know what the eventual cost is.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Hey, right.
Any more questions from anyone about?
Other than we lost J Guild. Hey, Logos, did you had an aspect that allowed you to use deceit for rapport or something like that?
Yeah.
A Man for All Seasons. It's basically based off of the, there's a similar one in the.
Can I do the opposite? Bus,
but,
can I use rapport for deceit?
Yeah, well, that's a stunt.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then one of the things you can do with a stunt is make a skill swap for another, but it's a specific, circumstance. It's not a broad thing.
Mm.
So you can't say every role for this role. No. You have to state the circumstance.
Yeah, mine basically was, they can't know me. If they know me, then I can't do it. But if they, like, I couldn't pull it off with, you know, anyone, like, Dare. Dare knows who I am, so he knows what type of man I was.
Another quick question. What skill does something like throwing knives come under? Is that under weapons or
shooting?
Is that under shooting?
No, shooting.
No, it's actually... Yeah. It's actually very specifically under fighting, or I'm sorry, weapons. You can. It's actually a type of build they allow for is fighting, throwing weapons.
Yes, you can do it that way, but I would also be fine with having shooting and then having a specialty of like throwing knives, for instance. I would be fine with it being done that way as well. Or if you really wanted to, you could build a skill of its own. But what Logo says there works just fine as well.
Okay. Just out of interest.
Yep.
And I absolutely have got to be more specific on things.
And I need to stop rolling negative ones.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry if that was frustrating, but these were actually a crack bunch of operatives.
Yeah, we figured.
They had, yep. They had base level 4 on most skills, so.
We have no ability to go up against anyone competent.
Mm. Yeah. And it doesn't help your situation that I've been reading lots of spy books lately. So, well, thanks, guys. Hope everyone has a good New Year's.
Oh, and since I'm thinking about it, Bert, alchemy level 3, refresh down to 5.
Okay. You're going to have to explain when you've had time to concoct some things, but I'm sure you could manage that somehow.
this was obviously during my trip. This was planning for the wedding. Didn't you know about the fireworks? You have to end the night with a bang.
Yeah.
It's New Year's. You have to.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, any questions about, I approved your skill changes there, and there's been enough weeks to spend all 9 points that you had, so.
Yeah, I only spent 8.
Okay.
I only spent 8. I've already updated the sheet, and I might update something later, but probably not for another few weeks.
Alright.
Alright.
Alright. Have a good night, guys.
Alright, good night.
I'll end the call now.
Oh,
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.